So, as you endeavor to do what God has called you, maybe for you, you're already in it, you have been doing it for a while, but there's just something missing among the things you should be having on your journey of life. Have you left your wife in what you are doing? Have you left your husband in what you are doing? Are your sons part of your journey? Especially before they become adults. Are they part of your journey? But more importantly, is God with you in your journey? Are you carrying God's instructions? Are you conscious of them? You know, the staff of God was not something that Moses made up. There are specific instructions that are tied in with the staff of God. So I think in this leadership journey, the question is, are you going to do things according to Draka? Without, and Draka is a great writer, I really admire his wisdom. But are you going to do things the Draka way? Even if there's something in what he is saying that contradicts what God has said. Will you carry the staff of God? In other words, will you carry the instructions and obey the instructions of God? Will you do things the way some wise leader has done them? Even if in the process you will be contradicting the staff of God, the instructions of God. Or are you so desperate to obey God that you are willing to do things differently from the way the sages of the past, the wise men of today, the professors of tomorrow are doing them? Even what they are doing, there is something that contradicts the instructions God has already given you. I think that's something you have to deal with.